The following program, The Gift of Angels, is a paid advertisement for the Angel Guideline, brought to you by the Calling Card Company, Incorporated. Is there really someone out there who may guide you to health, happiness, and personal security? Finally, there's an exciting new service that may help you discover who your own guardian angels are, how to make contact with them, and what you can expect them to do for you. Joining us today is Heather, one of our gifted angels counselors.
If you want to start a family now, I understand your hesitation, but I don't have any kind of warning signal from your guide.
Go for it. Are you tired of feeling alone in this crazy, mixed up world? Are you confused about where to direct your life? Do you feel powerless in relationships? Have you ever wished that you had a friend who was always there for you and knew exactly what to do in any situation? Well, you do. Each and every one of us can find our own angel right now. The Angel Guideline has live angel counselors standing by to show you how to do it.
And as our gift to you, we'll send you this beautiful Marriott Hartley angel pin.
It's really good to know that whenever, you know, I need to talk to somebody, I can call my angel guide.
When things are kind of tough, you have a rough day, just sit down and talk to Red Sun, because that's his name.
You see, your angels really can help.
Your angel is waiting to embrace you now.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Here on Frank Call Nation, we'll call landlords and customers, causing massive aggravation. Roy's not a hobo, he is your host. He drinks Four Loko with his jelly and toast. Sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin. PLA for the win.
Hey everyone, this is RBCP. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is October 27th, 2016, and today's show is sponsored by Greg T. Thanks, Greg T, for being a sponsor of the show. I got an update from Brown Magic from the last show, one of the pranks I did. Remember the one where he sent me the... some lady on Facebook was complaining about the road work in front of her house, and I called her up and told her I was the postman, and I threw her packages in the street. I think I said they got smashed by a steamroller. So she posted a thing on Facebook on Monday, and she wrote, "Just got the strangest call from Paul with the post office apologizing for throwing my mail in the street about a month back, and that if it was important mail, then it was my problem now because it got paved over. WTF. Oh, and it was the 937 area code. It just sounded so fake, I even asked if it was a prank, didn't give any information either, and eventually hung up when he started to get snotty. Plus, how did he get my number? And he even mentioned an Amazon package being destroyed. I really don't order online. I call shenanigans." And there's a bunch of replies to this, a bunch of comments. She posted my phone number, or the phone number that I used to call her from. Someone says they called the number, it's a fake. Renee is saying, "I wonder if it has something to do with my ex. But how did he know my road was being paved, or my name? Maybe I posted about the paving, but I don't know. Oh my god, this is a bunch of boring stuff." And they're all just kind of speculating about who it might be. So hopefully she's eyeing people suspiciously. Hopefully she's eyeing Brown Magic suspiciously. Because he deserves it the most. Thanks for the update, Brown Magic. Other than that, though, I don't have any updates today for today's show. I guess I could mention the pumpkin carving thing again. If you want to carve something PLA-ish into your pumpkin, you will win a free sticker, a free PLA sticker, worth at least 10 cents. I mean, you know, the printing costs, at least. So how can you pass that up? If you're making a pumpkin this year for Halloween, you may as well carve something PLA-ish into it. A few people have done it already. I saw them in my email. I just haven't responded to them yet. This one idiot, he carved his pumpkin upside down. It's so dumb. If you have a pumpkin to send, my email address is rbcp@phonelosers.org or rbcp@phonelosers.com. Either one works. I've got some numbers that were sent in by Richie. He sends me a picture of a clipboard with some phone numbers on it. And he says, "This is a picture of what I assume are special orders from the meat department in a Kroger grocery store in Kentucky. I took the picture yesterday, so they should be recent, though I wouldn't know if any of them were picked up or not. Hope you can use them." He sent me this 3 days ago, so the numbers are still kind of fresh. And it looks like what he says. It's just people who need meat, like some sort of a special meat order. Like this Tracy person, she needs a 24-pound turkey by November 6th. No preference on brand. Please call as soon as possible. Oh, but it looks like this could be an old list, because one of the entries on it has a date. and the date is August 22nd, 2016. But then Tracy needs her 24 pounds of turkey by November 6th. So I don't know what's going on with this list, but I'm going to call up Tracy and tell her a thing or two about her 24-pound turkey.
Hello?
Hello, Tracy?
Yes.
Hey, it's Sensei Doug from Kroger, from the meat department. You wanted some turkey?
Like that? Yes!
Yeah, yeah.
You threw me for a loop there. I'm like, who's this?
Oh, no, yeah, it's just Sensei Doug from the meat department.
Yes, I'm looking, honestly, I need to have a turkey November 6th.
Uh-huh.
About a 26-pound, preferably.
Oh, that's what this means.
Are you placing your
orders? Yeah, we're just trying to figure things out. Like, okay, so you wanted 26 pounds. Are you also going to donate 26 pounds to starving children in Africa?
I didn't know anything about that program.
Oh, well, it just seems like it'd be the right thing to do, you know, the Christian thing to do. It'd be kind of like a dick move to just buy a turkey and not help children, too. Starving children in other countries.
How much do you guys charge a pound?
It's like, $3.50 or so. That's just during the holidays. It's just for this program. I mean, it's $3.50 for the stuff that we send to the kids in Africa because we have to pay for shipping to send it out there. You know, we have to buy boxes.
And I'm needing a 26-pound bird, and I've got to pay, basically, I'm buying the turkey twice.
Well, you don't have to, but, you know, you'd be kind of...
Oh, you know, there's... I can't afford that.
And
we do food angel trees and everything. I can't do everything.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, like, probably a few kids are going to die if you don't. So if you can handle that on your conscience, then I guess everything's fine.
And what was your name again?
My name is Sensei Doug.
Sensei Doug. Okay, Doug. Yep. So when are you guys placing your orders?
Today. Today.
Oh, awesome. And will they be in before November 6th?
Is it just, is it African children that you don't like? Or, because we could send it to Syria, maybe? If you're, you know, racist against African children?
Are you really with Kroger?
Yeah, of course. I was just thinking if that's the problem, because it seems like as soon as I mentioned they were African children, you suddenly didn't want to donate.
Are you truly with Kroger?
Of course.
Because at this point, I'm thinking I'm going to have to start shopping elsewhere.
Why? Because you don't like foreigners?
I'm trying to place an order with a turkey, and I'm getting a whole runaround and a whole rigmarole over feeding other children. We don't have starving children in our own country?
Oh, well, not as bad as over there. You know, they actually die from it over there. It really sucks.
There are kids living on the street at this point.
Well, why don't you go help
in
them?
In our own country.
How come you're not helping them? Uh-oh, I think I triggered Tracy. She probably thought, you know what, he's right, and hung up the phone. She's going out to donate right now. That's what's happening.
You have reached Tracy. Leave your name, number, and a brief message. And
come on, Tracy, pick up.
You have reached Tracy. Leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back with you. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Tracy, it's Sensei Doug from the meat department, and I just wanted to let you know, I was just kidding with you. I was just joshing. You don't really have to give to starving children if you don't want to. That's all on you. That's between you and God. So, you know, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. You don't have to do that. I was just encouraging it. I was just strongly encouraging it. That's all. Okay, well, we'll have that stuff ready for you by November 6th then. Thanks, Tracy. There, now people won't think Tracy's crazy. She can show everyone the voicemail message and be like, see, I'm not crazy. It really did happen. And maybe she'll get a free turkey out of it. Next, we've got someone named Lynn F***, but there's no phone number for her. So I looked it up on White Pages, and I did find two phone numbers for Lynn F***, that lives in the city. And I can't tell what she wants here. It says 1CS and then SWAI. What is that, like seafood or something? Swy. She wants it for Tuesday the 18th or Wednesday the 19th. Oh, and those line up with dates from last week. Tuesday the 18th was about 9 days ago. And then above that it says Chet Larry. What does that mean? Chet Larry? Is that a guy's name? Is that something you call ground beef? Like you go up to the meat department and be like, can I get a pound of Chet Larry? Oh yeah, I just Google search swy and it looks like it's some sort of a weird seafood thing. Or sway, I don't know. Don't put that on the wiki of words I can't pronounce. It doesn't count. Because that's not even a real word.
It's Kroger. I mean, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn. This is Sensei Doug over at the Kroger.
Uh-huh.
Are you at Kroger right now?
No, I'm sorry. I'm at home.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were Kroger or something.
No.
Oh, that was weird. I could have swore I heard that.
I said Kroger's call.
Crocus call?
What's going on?
Oh, I'm calling about this swy shit that you got last week. You know?
About what now?
I don't know, some sort of crazy Paris talk food. About a week ago, you got some meat from us here in the meat department. Remember that?
No.
You don't? Well,
what kind of meat did I get?
It was swy meat. Sway meat. I think it's like a fish, seafood type thing. It's really...
Yeah, I was going to order some, but it went up too high.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to say thanks a lot for wasting our time with that. Because, you know, we were trying to get some for you. We're trying to make it happen. We're making deals and stuff with people.
It was
and,
like $2.99 a pound, and then... When I went up there to do a rain check on it, they said it went up to $3 and something, or $4 something, I think it was, and I told them just forget about it, and they said, well, they'll call back and tell you guys that,
yeah, well,
you know, not to order it.
It's really good swy, though. It's really fucking good. Like, it's so good, like, you should have paid for it, because it tastes really good.
Yeah, I buy it all the time. That's the reason why I was wanting to get it on sale.
Yeah, but you haven't had it like this. How do you pronounce it, by the way? I don't want to have another word on my wiki page.
I always call it sway for some reason.
Oh, sway. Okay, we'll go with that. That sounds good. I don't know.
Well, anyway, how much you got it up there a pound now?
It's like $5.60 a pound now, but it's so worth it. It's like really, really good. It tastes like drugs.
Yeah, like I said, I eat it all the time. That's like when I used to go up to Kroger's, I used to buy a case of it.
Yeah, but...
That's like when y'all hit it on sale for the rain check. Then when I went up there, they said, no, we can't sell it for that. And they're supposed to call you up back there.
Okay, but...
They told you guys.
I know, they told us. They told us. I was just calling to tell you, you know, don't be a jerk about it. But, like, have you ever... Does yours taste like drugs? The stuff that you normally have?
No, not like no drugs.
Oh, yeah. Ours is like the stuff we got now. It's totally worth the extra money because it tastes like drugs.
Well, I don't need nothing to taste like no drugs.
It's not really drugs, I don't think. It's so good that it tastes like drugs. And it's totally worth the $5.73.
Yeah, no, I can't pay that much for it, buddy. Like I said, I've been getting it for $2.99 and $1.99. I can't pay no
money. Yeah, but come on. What are you, poor? You can do it.
Yeah, I'm poor.
Just do it this one time. Just treat yourself.
Yeah, I already done it before.
We set all this up for you.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll be up there to get it in a minute.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah.
Lynn, if you buy some of this sway stuff from us, I'll give you some cocaine on the side for free.
I don't do cocaine, buddy.
I'll show you how. It's really easy. It's lots of fun.
Yeah. Well, you have to do it by yourself, buddy. That's something I don't do.
Oh, well, come on. It goes really good with your sway food. Your sway food.
Yeah. I appreciate it, buddy, but I ain't no cocaine. I don't deal in no cocaine.
I know. Just one time, though. Just for one time. Just a special treat. I'll give it to you for free the first time.
Thanks for being so funny. Love you, buddy.
No, I'm not being funny. I'm not sure I agree with him on that one. I don't think I was that funny. My apologies to you guys. Next guy on the list, his name is Dan, and he won 6 dozen oysters by Saturday, and that's the one that's from August 22nd.
Hello?
Hey, Dan?
Hello?
Dan?
Yeah, this Dan.
Oh, hey, Dan. It's Sensei Doug from the meat department at Kroger.
Yeah.
And I was just calling about those 6 dozen oysters you got.
What about them?
Well, did those turn out okay and everything for you?
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
Okay, that's good. I'm required by law to let you know that the Chinese government, we're sending them your name and phone number and how many dozens of oysters you ordered. And, you know, just to the Chinese government. It's like a program we're doing to save money.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so we're just sending your information to the Chinese government over these oysters.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not sure what they do with it. I'm sure it's fine. It's just, you know, it's just a thing we do to save money. They give us money for everyone that we send them.
Okay.
So it's your name,
no problem.
Your phone number, your address, and the picture of you from the security camera.
Okay.
And a picture of the oysters also. We took a picture of those.
Okay.
Those are all going to the Chinese government.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if they're going to call you or not. I'm just not really sure.
Okay.
Not too sure on that. But okay, as long as I have your approval then, that's great. I'll go ahead and send that out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right, bye, sweetie pie. All right, bye.
Bye.
He was not buying that at all. I'm sorry, Richie. I'm ruining your list. It's all my fault. These people aren't buying my crazy stories. But maybe this next lady will. She ordered some round steak. 5 pounds of round steak.
Hello?
Hello, Donna?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you answered. This is Sensei Doug from the meat department at Kroger.
Okay.
And I'm just calling about this steak you want, this 2-inch thick steak, round steak.
I picked it up last Friday.
Yeah, I know. I just needed to let you know. We're required by law now to let everyone know. We're selling your name and your phone number to the Chinese government. And also a picture of the steak. It's just because it was round steak. I don't know. They just want the information from everyone who orders round steak.
What?
The Chinese government. We're selling your name and your phone number to the Chinese government. Oh, she went away. Let me try her right back. She's probably not going to pick up. It took her a really long time to answer.
Hi, this is Donna.
Damn
I'm
it,
sorry,
Donna.
I'm on the phone right now.
Come on, Donna.
Name and number.
Let me try one more time.
Hi, this is Donna.
Nope.
I'm sorry I can't come.
I don't know what her problem was, but let's call the next guy on the list. His name is Tom. He says, please cut 1/2-inch thick ham steaks. Save hock end, I think is what it says. Or maybe whole end. I apparently don't know anything at all about meat.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
I guess Tom's just not going to answer. So I guess that's it for these Kroger calls. It's too bad those Chinese government calls didn't work out. Oh wait, there is a business card attached to this clipboard. And it's for a food bank, and it's for a guy named Brandon, and he wrote his phone number on there. It's like handwritten phone number. So maybe they're trying to get some donations or something.
Hello?
Hello, Brandon?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Brandon. This is Sensei Doug from the meat department at Kroger.
Yeah, how are you?
Not too bad. We just saw that you'd left your number here.
And yes, sir.
We were looking on the security cameras, and you were... You know, you were, like, tapping on the lobster tank and making faces at the fish that were still alive. That were, like, laying there.
They've all passed away now?
Yeah, they have now, but, you know, like, in their last moments, you were making stupid faces at them, so maybe you shouldn't do that. Because, well, we don't think it's too funny.
I'm a little confused here.
Just, you know, whenever you come in, when you came in to leave your card and everything, you're making faces at the dead fish, the almost dead fish that were inside the cabinet and the lobsters and stuff. And it's kind of disrespectful.
Are we being serious right now? I am a little confused.
Oh, of course, I'm very serious. It's very disrespectful to do that to animals. You know, they're animals just like us. They're laying there almost dead, and you're just making faces at them.
And what store is this?
This is the Kroger over on...
Which... Okay. The one that's over off of... the one that's across...
Yeah, on...
I honestly, I'm not sure what you're talking about. That's why I was thinking this was a prank type call.
Oh no, you were like tapping on the glass, and I don't know. Just have some respect for the almost dead. He was making faces at him, making fun of him, making him feel like crap.
And then, who is this again?
My name is Sensei Doug from the meat department.
Sensei Doug from the meat department at the Kroger's on.
That's the one. The one you were at. Come on.
Okay, well, I
anyway, you don't need to come in our store and be a motherfucker. That's basically what I'm saying. So maybe cut that out.
I'm really unsure what's going on here, and I feel like this call is unwarranted. I'm not sure where the hostility is coming from. And
well, it's because you're being a motherfucker, and we have a strict no motherfucker policy here. So
okay. Well, I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I apologize that you feel this way. And again, I'm not sure why.
That's a fake apology. Anyway, next time you come here, just check your attitude at the door, and maybe don't be a dick to nearly dead animals. And fish.
Okay.
And lobster.
Have a wonderful evening.
Oh, you too. Thanks for shopping at Kroger.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Okay, there we go. We're all done with this list. For real this time. I didn't get the best responses ever, but that was still pretty fun. So thanks, Richie, for sending those in. Remember, listeners, if you happen to be in a Kroger meat department and you see a clipboard on the wall with people's phone numbers on them, snap a picture and send it to me, rbcp@phonelosers.org. And I'll be sure to ruin the prank calls by telling them things about the Chinese government. Just like I always do. Here's a request from Nico. Nico says, I want you to prank my birth mother with a hang-up-the-phone call. When she picks up, tell her to hang up the phone. She is so stubborn that she will refuse. And then Nico doesn't even give me her mother's name. What the hell, Nico? Where's the name?
What?
Hey, this is Roy from the phone company, from TELUS.
Okay.
And, you know, just hang up the phone, okay? Just hang it up.
Okay.
Just hang it up right now. You hang it up. She hung it up. What the hell, Nico? You said she was going to be stubborn and that she's going to refuse. Apparently you don't know your birth mother that well, do you?
You have reached.
Ah, and now she's not picking up. I was hoping to yell at her for hanging up the phone on me and being so damn compliant. I've got a list of numbers here from Zach Morris. Zach says, hey Brad, this happened about a month ago in my city, and as soon as I heard the story, I thought Roy needs to call these people just because of how retarded the story is. Basically, a condo complex sent out a letter saying that children are no longer allowed to use the sidewalk chalk in the community, or they'll get a cleaning fee. So how about you call some of the neighbors and give them shit for continuing to use chalk? This end of town is a bunch of hobos, so there's a good chance they'll be home during the day. And he says, this story was all over the local news and local radio, and I'm really hoping it can restart the fire. And Zach gives me a street view link to the property. He gives me the phone number of the property, the phone number of the city that the property's in case I want to impersonate them. A link to the news story, and he's attached the memo that was sent out to the tenants. It's on their fancy letterhead, and it says, we ask that all tenants, including children, help maintain the integrity of the complex by refraining from using paint or sidewalk chalk on any common areas, including sidewalks, parking lots, bricks, or fences. Anyone seen doing so will be subjected to a cleaning fine, and it's signed from the office administration. And this is all from way back in April of this year. That's when I was sent this stuff. Or May, I mean. But the memo was from April. So hopefully these people still remember all this stuff. I'm sure they will, since it was such big news.
The number you have dialed is temporarily not in service.
Ah, look at this. Zach Morris giving me bad numbers. That was the first one on the list. Let's go down to the next one.
The number you are calling cannot receive incoming calls.
What?
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Holt.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dave down in the office.
Yeah.
And you remember that memo we sent out about the sidewalk chalk?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw you on security camera. We know you were using sidewalk chalk, so we're going to have to issue a...
Who was using sidewalk chalk?
You were, Mr. Holt. And
I was like hell.
Oh, we have it on camera. We have you on there.
I don't give a shit what you got on camera.
You wrote on the ground in chalk, you wrote, "I heart gay people."
I did like hell.
You did? So you admit it?
What?
So you admit that you did it then?
I didn't.
So you don't love gay people? Are you a homophobe?
Oh.
I guess I spotted a homophobe, you guys. Can't believe that guy. He doesn't even love gay people.
Hello.
Hey, just because you hang up on me, that doesn't mean you get away with not paying the fine. So it's going to be a $25 cleaning fee.
Look it, I'll be up there at the office in the morning.
Why can't you come right now? Why in the morning?
I'll be there in the morning.
Okay, why? To pay the fee? To pay the fine for drawing on the sidewalk?
Oh.
It's just... Well, I'm pretty sure I'm right. It seems like maybe I actually caught a criminal by accident. I think he really was drawing on the sidewalks. You can tell people like that. They get all quiet and they hang up on you.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Knott?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Roy from the... I'm here in the office for...
Okay.
And you remember that memo we sent out about you not being able to draw on the sidewalk with chalk anymore?
Yeah, that was last summer, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was in April, actually, and I mean, the memo didn't expire. You can't go around drawing on the sidewalk with chalk like that.
What are you talking about?
Well, we have you on security camera, and several people reported that they saw you walking around with chalk and drawing things on the sidewalk.
Are you smoking drugs?
Of course not. Well, what kind of
what the hell are you talking about?
Well, first of all, I don't appreciate.
Is this really the landlord's office?
Of course it is, and I don't appreciate the accusation that I'm using drugs. I'm a Christian man.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke, and I'm not using drugs. I'm just calling to let you know you need to cut that out, or we're going to have to issue a cleaning.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that it's a bunch of crap.
I know it's a bunch of crap, and you need to stop doing it. Stop acting like a child.
I've never done that in my life.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Oh,
man?
You know what? The camera does not lie. We have it right here.
Is that so?
That's right.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Yes, that's very so. You know, the camera does not lie. It sees what it sees. We've got you on.
Well, it didn't see me writing on the sidewalk, dude.
Well, maybe you just forgot you did it because you were high on drugs.
This has got to be a joke.
Oh, you're the joke. You know, you're a grown man going around drawing on the sidewalks. Jeez, up in Canada, they just hang up on you before they start yelling really good.
Yes?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I forgive you for riding on our sidewalks.
Dude, this is a joke. It's got to be a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I'm forgiving you. You're welcome. I'm forgiving you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't have to pay the fine. I'm not going to write it down. It's fine.
Who is this?
I forgive you. This is Roy.
Who is this?
It's Roy from the office.
Do I know Roy from the office?
Hell if I know. I'm just saying I forgive you, and I'm not going
to...
You've
got nothing to forgive me for, dude.
Well, just...
Maybe I'll come down there on Monday and you can show me this footage.
Why don't you just say thank you, since I'm not going to charge you the fine?
Because you're full of shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're full of shit. You won't even admit that you did it?
I haven't done anything like that, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we know you have, because it's on the security camera.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's still so. Well,
show me.
You want me to show you over the phone?
No, I'll come down Monday. Are you going to be there Monday?
Why not? Why don't you come down tomorrow?
Because I'm busy tomorrow, dude.
What are you doing?
None of your bloody business. I'll come down Monday.
Well, sounds kind of sketchy.
You're in regular business.
Sounds kind of sketchy if you won't tell me what you're doing.
You show me all this crap.
Yeah, I know it's crap. Drawing on the sidewalks is crap.
Hey,
it makes the whole place look ugly.
Listen, dude.
We're not a bunch of hobos like you.
You're out of your mind. I don't know who the hell you are.
I already told you who I am.
This is coming from, it says landlord office, so obviously it's coming from the office.
Yeah, obviously. I wasn't lying about that part, was I?
Lying about what?
I don't know, you're trying to say I'm lying, that I wouldn't really be with the office.
Well, you are lying, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're the one lying.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's definitely so. I have the security camera footage to prove it.
Well, you don't.
You fucking vandal.
Well, you don't have any security footage to prove
it. Oh,
you'll see.
You'll see when you come to the office. We've got all the footage right here.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's right. You don't have to confirm everything I say,
asshole. You're out of your mind, dude.
You're out of your mind.
Asshole now, eh?
Yeah, well, you know, at least I'm not going around drawing on the sidewalk with chalk.
Yeah,
like a hooligan.
I do. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I've lived here for, like, what, 12, 13 years?
That doesn't give you the right. It doesn't give you the right to draw on the sidewalks. They're not your sidewalks.
I'm not drawing on the sidewalk, dude, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, you're just proving to me that you're also a liar in addition to being a vandal.
Is that so?
Yep. Yep, I'm confirming. Yes, it is so.
Where's the head office for this company?
Oh, don't worry about it.
The number. Give me the number, dude.
No, you're just gonna come here and see us.
Give me the number, dude.
You're gonna see us on Monday, dude.
Because you're full of crap.
I am not, dude. You're the one that's full of crap, dude.
Don't call back again tonight, there, Roy.
Okay, dude. I won't do it.
We'll be down there on Monday. You can show me all this wondrous footage, this imaginary footage of me writing on a sidewalk.
Yeah. You have fun doing your imaginary stuff tomorrow. That you're so busy, you can't come tomorrow. And okay, next on the list is Mr. LeFrambos. And I'm already halfway down the list because a lot of numbers are disconnected or just not answering.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Martel?
Who?
Is this Mr. Martel?
Sorry, wrong number.
Ah, shit, fuck. Okay, and you don't live here at Kip Lane?
No.
Ah, okay, alright. Well, thanks anyway. It's stupid Zach Morris. He gave me a fake phone number. He's trying to sabotage my prank show. Okay, bye. Zach Morris. It's always something with him.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Smith.
Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, this is Dave down in the office for the townhomes.
Right.
And do you remember us sending out that memo about, like, how you couldn't draw on the sidewalks with chalk?
Yes.
Well, we've caught you. We saw that you were doing it, and we're going to have to send you a cleaning fee.
Are you really serious?
Yeah.
I don't even have kids.
Well, yeah, that's why it's extra weird. I mean, why would you be out there drawing just by yourself and writing?
You caught me drawing with chalk on a sidewalk or something.
You don't even go outside.
I know, I don't even go outside. This is baloney.
Did she just call you a hermit?
Oh, I'm not confirming it because I never do.
Come and talk to him in person.
Hey, tell that person in the background.
Yeah, that's my boyfriend in the background.
Oh, tell him to shut up.
My daughter is here.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I thought you didn't have kids.
Well, my daughter's grown up. She's 30 years old. Do you think she's going to be out there drawing with chalk?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're out there doing it.
No, I am mad because I don't even use it.
Yeah, you're 50-something.
Speaking of that, I am 58 years old. Do you expect a 50-year-old going out there with chalk?
Yeah, hey, just real quick, can you tell that person in the background to shut the fuck up? Because they're being...
Pardon me?
Tell him to shut the fuck up.
No, he's mad too because I don't do that.
Oh, I know, but just tell him to shut the fuck up.
This is a stupid phone call.
Oh, you're a stupid phone call.
I've got kids two doors down that might have, and I got two doors in my back door.
Now you just have kids
also,
all over the place.
Well, it's not me.
Yeah,
I'm 58 years old. I'm going to go outside and draw on the sidewalk or whatever.
Well, I'm...
That's baloney.
I know.
And you know what? If it happens to be on the side of my building, it's the kids doing it. Because you know what?
No,
I have kids even peeing against that wall.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Holy
and
crap.
And I haven't complained about that.
Peeing on the wall?
But I'm going to make a complaint on Monday when I pay my rent?
But look, just because you're they're peeing on your wall, that doesn't give you a right to write on the sidewalks with chalk.
I don't write on the wall.
No, on the sidewalks. You can't write on the sidewalks.
I don't
either.
Even write on the sidewalk.
Well, we sent out a memo.
Have you seen the kids up there with the door that's laying on the sidewalk right now?
Yeah, but
and they're kicking it and breaking it up into pieces.
Yeah, but I don't say anything to them because I'm afraid of those kids. They scare me.
No, look, this has really got me pissed off. right?
Yeah, but
I don't do that.
I know, but the only reason I can't talk to those kids
is... Yeah, hold on a minute. Guess what? I got enough witnesses here now.
Oh, no. Plot thickens.
Hello?
Oh, hello? Who's this?
Yeah, hi. Hi, this is Carlton you're talking to. I'm her boyfriend, and Nellie doesn't even leave her house. Like, she's always at home. She's a 57-year-old lady. I'm pretty sure you guys know her. She lives at the end. Are you new here?
No, we know her and everything. We just saw her on camera, and
You saw her on camera doing what?
Drawing on the sidewalk with chalk. I think she's lying to you.
Okay, hold on. He said he's got you on camera drawing on the sidewalk.
That's not me.
No, but you have it on camera. It's like, I mean, this is a bad situation. Yes, please, let me talk to the gentleman. Now, she needs to see that, but if you guys know Nellie, she's lived there for years.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She's not like that. She doesn't even leave her house, so she's a bit perplexed on what you're talking about. You understand my point, right?
Could you tell her real quick just to shut the fuck up, because I can't hear you because she's yelling in the background.
Hold on a minute. Listen to this. Go ahead, tell her yourself.
Okay. Are you at the office right now?
Yeah, but we're not open right now. You can't
come over and see that video.
No, you can't come in. Nope.
I can't.
No.
Hold on, quiet guys. I'm going to talk to this guy. Can I come over and see that video?
We don't let vandals come into our office.
So in other words, you cannot prove it.
Well, no, just that you're a vandal. We don't.
If they can prove it, you let me come over right now, and I'll tell you if it's me or not.
Well, we're afraid you might come in here and start spray painting the walls or something.
Hey, listen, buddy. Listen. You know what? I'd probably rather talk to, like, your boss or something, because you have no business couth at all. Like, listen to the way you're talking.
Somebody's making a crank call. It's not them.
What? A crank call?
Not them.
That's right. It's a crank call.
How?
And they're going to call the office. And the police!
Yep.
No, don't call them. Please. No.
I'm going to call the police.
No,
please
don't.
Hear what don't. He's incriminating himself.
He's
incriminating himself right now. Let him talk.
It's just a prank
Continue.
Call. It's just a prank call. Don't call the police. It's just a single prank call.
No, we're taking this very seriously.
Yeah, I am.
Well, you shouldn't. It's just a prank call. It's just a joke.
Let him talk or you're going to... Okay, so what is the end result of this then? You got her on camera graffitiing the place. Tomorrow she's going to be down there to talk to you guys, or we might even walk over there now.
No.
And what's your name?
No, look, I don't even work at the apartments. I'm one of those kids.
Oh, okay, I see.
I'm one of those kids that was stomping on the door. I'm one of them. Oh, they hung up. Crap, maybe I ruined that one. Maybe. How could they still believe that I was in the office if they knew it was a prank call? I'm so confused. Holy crap, though, that was insane. What was all of that? You guys ever watch The Amanda Show? You remember The Amanda Show? And they had that skit called The Extremes. I think we just talked to The Extremes, where they just lose their minds over every little thing that's said. I think that's what just happened. I'm pretty sure. Man, I'm exhausted now. I don't want to call anyone else on the list.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Sturgeon?
No.
Ah, crud. Did I get the wrong number again?
No, this is Sturgeon Residence, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm calling from the office.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Sturgeon?
This is Sturgeon.
Oh, that works. Yeah, you're the one. I'm calling from the office here at the townhomes.
Yes.
And you remember the memo we sent out about you're not allowed to draw on the sidewalks with chalk?
Yes.
With chalk? Well, we've caught you doing that and on camera, on the security camera. We also had some reports from some residents.
Chalk on the sidewalk in front of my house?
Yeah, well, not in front of your house. It seems like you kind of walked around a little bit so you wouldn't be suspected. You didn't
actually. There's no. I don't write on the on sidewalks or the houses or anything like that, other than in front of my house.
Okay,
and it's not me. It's my three children.
Oh well, they're not allowed to do that. But no. Besides the children, though, we saw you on security camera, like, and you're walking around and you're just going like. You know, writing graffiti and stuff with chalk on the sidewalks?
No.
You're drawing arrows for people to follow around and a hopscotch thing. And then you wrote, I heart gay people.
Who's telling you this?
Just various residents, and then we checked the security tapes to confirm it.
Okay, because this is BS, because I don't write on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's what a vandal would say, you know, to keep themselves out of trouble.
You guys are really going to call me a vandal when I've been here for 7 years.
Well, just don't do that then. It's not a big deal. I won't charge you the cleaning fee this time. You know,
cleaning fee? It washes away. Are you kidding me right now?
Well, apparently you didn't read the memo, because we said if you draw on the sidewalks, we're going to give you a cleaning fee. But, you know, I'll be nice about it this time. I won't put the fee on there.
No, you know what? You guys can just zip it right now, because I'm looking for a new place to live, because this is bullshit.
Well, maybe just don't do it anymore. Just say you're sorry. Jeez, okay, well, we found someone a new place to live, apparently. We're helping her move on with her life, helping her move forward. So you're welcome for that, Mrs. Sturgeon. Anyway, let's call her back, right back, and see if they pick up.
Hello?
Oh, hey, could you let Mrs. Sturgeon know, like, even though she refuses to apologize, I forgive her. Just tell her I forgive her. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay. She's forgiven. Hello?
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'm not really one of the office workers here. I'm just the janitor here in the office. I was just making prank calls. That's all. Could you tell her she's been butt slammed by the janitor? Hello?
I'll find you.
What? Oh, shit. I just got threatened. I thought he was laughing at first, but now he's gonna find me. Shit. What do I do?
Number you have dialed is temporarily not in service. Please check the number or try your call again.
That's how the last four were. They're all disconnected. So that's the end of the list that Zach Morris sent us. Apparently everybody there has a problem admitting that they are the sidewalk chalk vandals. They couldn't just come clean and admit that they were the ones doing the thing. Here, let's click on the article that Zach Morris sent to us. Looks like this is an article from the National Post. And it says, sidewalk chalk drawing, that idyllic bit of summer fun for kids, has been banned in a modest townhouse complex in Ontario. Kathleen, one of the many young moms who live in the complex, said she was shocked to receive the notice. With warm spring weather forecast for this week, she just bought a big box of chalk for her 10-year-old daughter, Anna Nick. The hell kind of name is that? Pitt said the neighborhood is teeming with young children, and sidewalk chalk drawings are a cheap, gentle way for kids to have fun in the summer. I've talked to people up and down the street, and everyone thinks it's stupid, she said. And the cleaning fee is especially ridiculous, since a garden hose or a good rain will wash off the chalk. And blah, blah, blah. It's a long article. I don't want to read it all. But it says is about what you would expect it to say. Holy crap, we can't draw on the sidewalks anymore. What's this world coming to? And what kind of backwards country is Canada for this to even be an issue? You know, kids going outdoors? What the hell? We have the internet. Don't they have the internet in Canada? Damn Canadians, make me so angry. Anyway, we're done with those. Let's do some voicemails.
Okie dokie, nipple dick. Here it is. And I probably sound like shit reception or something. Anyhow.
Sounds good today.
Yes, watching a butt slam. Considering that listening to PCN and the PLA, before it was even the PLA and all that fun stuff, let's go back to 2010 and then kind of slowly wind forward, and it was the pre-
What's happening?
Pranksgiving show started doing those radio calls and butt slams. Yeah, maybe butt someone slam. Else picked it up from Family Guy, but definitely passed it along in the chat room. And then somehow or another, you just kind of picked up on it because you're a fucking sponge.
Yep,
you know that?
Pretty
you're
much.
A fucking sponge.
Well, no, people in the chat room kept telling me to say it, so I said it, and then it just kind of stuck. It's not my fault, it's everyone else's
you're a
fault.
Tool, Brad. You're a tool, Brad. You're a tool, Brad.
Whatever.
You're a tool. You're a tool, Brad.
Jeez.
You're just a
Stop.
Tool, okay? Got the point? Yeah.
Thanks, so, Corbin guy.
For a while. Sugar titties. Not Carlito nipples.
I feel like I was just sexually abused in the workplace. I don't know what the hell that was all about.
Hey, Roy.
Oh, but I guess that's some, you know, some history on where Butt Slammed came from. It may have been from the very first Pranksgiving thing.
I just wanted to call and say, I bet my Audi is better than your 1953 Ford motherfucker.
Oh.
Okay.
Cactus. You're right. It's true. I never said it was the best car ever. I just said it was a classic car.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hello.
Okay, it's almost Halloween, so you have to play the best Halloween-related phone call you've done. The number one place for the best Halloween-themed prank call you've ever done.
Okay.
The one you did, the first one on the episode named Live Post Halloween Show. And you got the wrong number, but you got like the most cranky old man at home. And he's like, what? They don't live here. And remember, he goes, hee haw, hee haw, hoo. You gotta play it, Brad, alright?
Shit.
Play it.
I don't know. I gotta find it. That's gonna take forever. Okay, I'm gonna do this right now. I'm gonna do this on the air. On the pre-recorded air. I'm typing in post-Halloween show into phonelosers.org. All right, there's one from last year. Let's see if I can find this real quick. You're always brilliant in the morning. Oh, great. Copyright strikes against me. Smoking your cigarettes. Okay. Go forward. Dave, I live down the street. Dad's, their house. Why are they winking at your kid? This sounds like that could be fun. So let's get started. It's probably a horrible time of the day. Anyway, okay, no, I'm not going to read the Coyote Ugly page yet. I'm going to call Sandy, who lives on Avenue. Calling Sandy.
Hello?
Hi. Is Sandy there?
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you so grouchy for? I'm just asking.
What?
Why are you so grouchy about it? I just asked. You don't have to bite my head off.
Who is this?
This is Dave. I live down the street.
Yeah.
And I was just calling about, what you're doing last weekend, with the Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
Are you the guy, are you Sandy's husband?
What? Look, Dave, what's the purpose of your call? I don't like you calling me grouchy. I'm answering the phone. You want to know if she's here? I'm saying no. You're asking me a bunch of questions. I don't know who you are or what this is about or anything.
Well, I'm getting ready to tell you.
Please tell me. Okay.
Dave, down the street. So, are you the one that was... Shh. Are you the one that was winking at my kid when you handed him candy?
Dave, you must be an ass.
Well, I'm not a weird pervert, at least, like you are.
I'm not any pervert. I couldn't have been winking at anybody because I had on a freaking mask.
Oh, they could see you winking through the mask, you... pervert.
No, nobody could see my eyes through the mask. It was shaded. I wish I had caller ID, Dave, to know who you are, because
I already told you I am.
Yeah, your name is Dave from down the street. I don't know any freaking Dave from down the street.
Okay, Mr. Grouchy, settle down.
There's two. Look, you can call me all the names you want. Are you sure you have the right Sandy? There's another Sandy about a half a block from here. Maybe her old man was winking at your kid.
Well, you live at 201.
I don't wink at any kid, Dave.
You live at 201, right?
No, I don't live at 201, Dave.
So your
address is 499.
Wait, shut the fuck up.
Would you please tell me your last name, Dave, or are you afraid?
Oh, I'm not afraid of shit.
My number's somebody.
My number's on your caller ID. Just look.
I don't have caller ID, Dave. That's why I'm asking you your name and phone number. I do not have caller ID. Otherwise, I wouldn't know who you were.
Do you wear the shaded mask so you can wink at kids and they won't know?
Oh, boy. That's a good one, Dave. You got the address wrong, you got me wrong, but you're still going after it, huh?
That's right. I know
what do I look like, Dave?
I don't know. You had a mask on, but I know you can lie about what your address is all you want.
This is bullshit.
Oh, you're bullshit, Mr. Grouchy.
No, you're a fucking idiot, Dave.
No, I'm not.
You're a cock-sucking fucking idiot.
You take that back. Take it back.
Huh?
You take that back.
Kiss my fucking ass, Dave.
That's mean.
That's your real name.
Oh,
you don't have balls enough to tell me who you are. Where you live.
I told you I'm Dave.
Bullshit.
I live on
some bullshit. You're probably getting off. You're probably jacking your little Peter right now.
I'm imagining you winking at me while I do it. Just like you wink
no,
at the kids.
I don't think so, Dave. Not really, Dave.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Dave. What's your address? What's your name, big boy?
How do you know what I'm imagining while I do this? I live at 358.
Why, you do what? I don't know, Dave. You're imagining things about me that never freaking happened.
Why don't you have caller ID? Are you too poor?
You are some kind of sick fucking pervert, Dave. That's what I believe.
At least I'm not winking at little kids.
Off on all this.
Not winking at the
what
kids when I get.
What difference does it make to you whether I have caller ID or not?
Well, I don't know. I just think it's weird that you're so poor
it's
you can't
like
afford
this
it.
This is a bullshit call, and you're a bullshit fucking person with no balls. You're a sick bastard, Dave. Have a good day.
I love you.
Okay, that was it, I think. Was that the one you were talking about? I hope that was the right one. That was the very first call that was made on that show, I think. I had to kind of skim through it. It was somewhat amusing. Maybe this Monday on Halloween, I'll post that show as a, you know, as an old show to post again. Because it seems like that entire show is just me going through a list of Halloween numbers that Incognito sent to me. So yeah, maybe we'll replay that one this weekend. Okay, what was I doing? Oh yeah, voicemails before Crimson hijacked the entire show and made me play an old prank.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I am here to tell jokes.
Oh, great.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
But first, I'm going to tell jokes using my Amazon tab. So here we go, because I'm too lazy to come up with some jokes. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Alexa, tell me a joke.
What did the dog say after a long day at work? Today was rough.
All right, there you go. Bye, Brad.
Thanks for that. That was the laziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, this is Mustafa again.
Hey, Mustafa.
You another message today.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the only Egyptian dude that listens to your
another
show.
Another one.
I was listening to one of your shows.
Holy
just
shit.
Now.
This thing's like a minute and 45 seconds long. Then he left another one that's like a minute long. I'm not going to play all this.
I got to tell you, there's so many times where you come back, like, somebody says, like, oh, my God. You just hit him with that roar, you know? You hit him with that boom.
Hit him with
like,
the roar.
Yes!
That's what
got
I do.
Him. Got him! Oh, man.
Yep, good times.
I love it. The thing that I love the most is, can you tell that person in the background to shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Jesus.
That's
ow.
The best line that you ever
quit fucking with my volume.
And I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate to that.
I'm glad you got to hear one today in today's show.
Keep up the good work.
I told the extremes to shut the fuck up twice.
Cactus. You know, if you replace cactus for the beginning of each show, if you replaced it with plastic, it you know, nobody will ever tell.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I wouldn't be able to tell.
Everybody send in clips of yourself saying plastic. I'm going to stop this voicemail before he goes off on another tangent.
Hey, RB.
Hey.
It's Hobo Erectus here, the only Sri Lankan who listens to your fucking show. So this is about the October 24th show where you said you're going to sell your 1952 Ford motherfucker.
Yep.
I laughed really hard and choked and yeah, now I have a sore throat. Thanks to you.
Sure, anytime.
Okay, bye.
I'm glad I'm having negative health effects on people, on listeners. And I stole that thing, the 1954 Ford motherfucker idea. That's not mine. I stole that from Zach, one of the original PLA guys from back in the 90s. He used to say that to people occasionally if they'd ask what kind of car he had. It was always a 1950-something Ford motherfucker. Good old Zach. I should try and find one of those calls.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you I enjoyed the show. This is Andre, and I looked for some pumpkins for you that you could say was stolen. I also wanted to let you know, I found out today, Curt Schilling, former baseball pitcher,
oh yeah, that
has just started a call-in internet radio show. I wondered if you thought you would enjoy some cacti.
Hmm.
Putting the idea out there.
That sounds like way too much work for me. But I don't know, maybe we could organize something like that someday. We need to do some more phone mobs like the good old days. We did some of those just a couple years ago. Those were a lot of fun. Anyway, I'm sick of plain voicemails. I'm tired of listening to you people, so I'm quitting the show now. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. Thanks all of you people who left the voicemails that I had to listen to. Thank you, everyone who sent in phone numbers for this show. Especially Nico, the one of your birth mom. That was great. I totally pulled one over on her. That was amazing. And especially thanks to Greg T., the show's sponsor. Greg T. is a supporter of the show, and you can be too, by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Lately, I've been doing extra shows for the subscribers, and we're up to 5 of them now. 5 new shows in the past couple of months. They're really short shows, like just, you know, 10 or 20 minutes. I think one of them was 7 minutes long. But it's extra material if you like that sort of thing. Become a supporter of the show, and hopefully I'll be able to do more shows that way. More long shows, if all goes well. Yeah. Bye, everyone. Uh-huh. See you next time. PLA, Phone Losers of America. PhoneLosers.org. Check them out now. Yo, you pick up the phone, and it's RBCB. Talking about dominoes or a cactus tree. Join the PLA. Yeah, join today. And you'll be a loser all the way. They were gonna be shut down by Richard Cardo, but the guy in the suit was really just Carlito. Join the PLA. Yeah, it's not gay. It's as cool as JonBenet. To tell you it's head office and that there's something funny. You'll give out customer details because you're a stupid dummy. Join the PLA. Yeah, it's really fun. It's hotter than Chris Ella Black's mom. Yeah, Phone Losers of America. PhoneLosers.org. Check them out and start laughing.
Oh, you're a sick bastard, Dave. Have a good day.
I love you.